Indeed, we welcome each to the program. You see, it is a regularly scheduled program, yes? Now we bring this to your holy attention. We bring this to your awareness. We bring this to your structure of your mind because it is dawning upon you that as you open up to receive on a regular basis, you will be provided for. You see, you have offered an energy exchange, yes, this for that. You have attuned to your regularly scheduled program to your delight. But in fact, this is an ongoing process that we would like to alert you to, that we would like to further develop your capacity for growth, your capacity for receivership, your capacity for honoring yourself and to strengthen the aspect of self that is ready to arrive. You see, when you are not looking, there is already an offering that has been procured, that has already been sent, that has been brought forward and through for your advancement, understand? Now, while the channeler is assuming that nothing indeed has occurred, lo and behold, she too is receiving the energy. She too is receiving the forecast of bravery, of courage, of allowance. Now, the reason that we step up and bring forth this good news is to alert each of you that indeed you are advancing. You are receiving the good news. Now this is received on higher levels of awareness, consciousness, if you will, and it is for you to play the game of receivership. In other words, imagine playing ball with a partner, imagine playing catch. It is a silly proclamation. What is so hard about that? You simply open your hands and expect a ball to arrive, understand? Now this is the important point we would like to address, because without this expectation, you may miss the point of the process. In other words, dear ones, we are working with each of you, both in and outside of the group format, to bring forth new awarenesses, to bring forth new attitudes, new adjustments, and changes of scenery. Now, as you will open up to the awareness that there is more to come, that you are arriving, that you are stepping into your holy vehicle and vessel of love, well, then you will delight. Now, as you tend to avoid this occurrence, as you expect a downfall, as you expect more of the problems, more of the misdemeanors, more of the mishaps, well, duality will serve its very best to you, right to your front door. Understand? So it is for you to party down. It is for you to be quick-witted and to fellowship, to bring in the remembrance of the light, to offer your sign of approval. Remember the outstretched hands that are ready to catch the ball. In fact, that is what is dawning upon you as you open up to this expectation of receivership. More and more so, you will be quite delighted with the holy arrival, with the outcome. We ask you, therefore, to remember an allowance of the outstretched arms. You may imagine a beautiful Kuan Yin that is offering gifts to others, yes? In other words, she is often depicted with not two outstretched arms, but several, many. Many of the deities, shall we say, have similar approaches. Now, this is in a position of being able to be of service. Service requires many a hand, yes? Now, in order for you to travel into the place of service, there must be much wealth, there must be much abundance, there must be much capability and arrival. In other words, how can you deliver the good news if you arrive empty-handed, understand? And so it is time to party. It is time to boogie. It is time to open up to the place of receivership. Now, each of you are expanding, yes? Can you feel it? Can you reach out and touch someone? Now, when we say this, we don't mean another. We mean your own energy. We mean your own energetic delight. We are asking you, therefore, to step out bravely in courage, to arrive, to recognize, in fact, that you are the lighthouse, you are the guidepost, you are the one that others will seek in days to come. It is therefore vital that you understand the process. You must be willing to open up, arms outstretched in order to receive the good news, in order to be of benefit to another, perhaps to your own holy vessel. You see, you are still in the process of healing some ancient wounds, healing some memories. And so, as your right hand perhaps will have an offering, there are aspects of self that perhaps need a heaping dose, understand? And so, you are not only delivering to others, but you are delivering to various aspects of your own wounded self, understand? Now, this wounded self, in essence, is a no thing. It doesn't exist in true reality. But in this level of awareness, it is something that still plays out. You must understand that you are becoming very good magnetizers, yes? And so you are magnetizing that which is in need of correction. You are magnetizing to oneself that which is in need of healing, understand? And so, again, we offer you this kindness. We offer you this gentle approach. We offer you the signal of readiness, of love, for you to reach with the outstretched hands in receiving the good news. Now, as you do, you will be able to pull your weight in recognizing your miraculous healing abilities. You see, dear ones, you are not very far away from curtain call on the old regime, on the old paradigm. It is dust to dust, yes? Now, we emphasize the experience of the pardoning, the fairy dust, shall we say, that is due to relieve you of some undue pressures. We ask you, therefore, to be quite liberal at this time in opening up even further, if you will, for your capacity for growth. Now, you may feel a tingling, you may feel an experience of it's like when they're saying it, I just feel bigger. I almost feel like a big marshmallow or something. So the idea again is that we're stretching out. We're stretching out in our awareness. We're stretching out in our understanding of our true self. Indeed. Part of the problem, shall we say, in the lack of verbiage for our channeler is that she too is attending to some of her own needs and, shall we say, past injuries or issues. And so there is a bit of a double take. There is a bit of a slowdown, shall we say, in this process as she assimilates some of this needed format. Now, we bring this to your own awareness because each of you are growing extensively in certain areas, and then in others, there are places that are in need of remedial attention, yes? And so we delight in being of service to the masters on earth that are in turn serving so many. Now, some of you may be looking to the right and to the left. You are looking behind and claiming that this is hardly the case. In other words, perhaps you just arrived to ask a brief question. Perhaps you are listening to this recording and simply flipping through channels. What on earth are they speaking of? We advise you to correct your own perception of excellence. You see, we know who has arrived. We know who is listening, and we repeat our format. We are serving those that will demonstrate positions of authority. We are serving those that will demonstrate positions of light. You see, dear ones, you are moving into place, and we are supporting the clearing and cleansing of the channels. We therefore ask you to communicate often with your higher self, with the energies of the Elohim that are supporting this transition. We ask you therefore to remember the approach of the outstretched hands, not in a beggar format, but in one of delight. In other words, imagine it to be the holiday pleasure. It is nice and fun to receive, yes? Now, this receivership should be ascertained as an ongoing occurrence. In other words, it is not just in the channeling format that the partnership is underfoot. In fact, moment by moment, you are learning to herald in truth. You are learning to delight in receiving the overlay and orchestration of your divine self, yes? So there is a lot of receivership to go around. We therefore bring you this remembrance in earnest. The more that you can receive, the more that you can be of service. You see how this goes. You must understand, therefore, that we are obligated, shall we say, to be in earnest of good measure, to bring you the good news, to bring you the offerings, and to provide a format of acquaintance. You are bringing forth the acquaintance, the remembrance of records that have been kept stored for this occasion. We ask you, therefore, to enjoy the process. As you move through your days, you will notice that things are speeding up, yes? We ask you to remember the aspect of courage and the devoted status to love. You see, dear ones, you are never without support. You are never without help and guidance. We assure you, open up and receive. And so it is. And they're asking us to take a moment, as we usually do now, to just open to the awareness that the light is upon us, and to enjoy this proximity, this closeness of partnership. They're emphasizing the aspect of partnership for you, for each of us to truly feel that we are partnering in with our divine selves, that we are being offered higher exposure, higher frequency, higher glances. And as we recommend this to ourselves, as we allow ourselves to be privy of this conclusion, we will draw this nearer and nearer. In other words, it's like a spiritual muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. And we'll just take another moment of silence. And so it is. What amazes me when I do this is, even though I know there's all this help, I mean, we all know that, but when I do this, I feel it for everybody in ways that I've read about this in channeling, I've seen this, I've heard this, but when you experience it, we really are never alone. I mean, never alone, never without help, never without, I'm going to say this because I feel like this will really help us. When you get stuck, when you get lost in whether it's afflictive emotions or you got a problem or concern you don't know the answer to, it's to really allow yourself the gift of return. In other words, to not play it from that linear perspective of, number one, feeling separation or feeling stuck, and really to give yourselves the liberty of being guided or gliding into your higher perspective. So whether that's you go take a walk, you meditate, anything where your first response is really not to solve it unless you immediately know what to do, but to seek that higher counsel. In other words, to seek that higher frequency. And not that you're looking to, like, the man in the clouds or whatever to answer for you, but that what you'll recognize is that you will align with your own wisdom. You're going to align with that which is coming through. So that's going to be your higher self. That's going to be your guides. And which will help you move through some of the emotions, help you to heal rather than just react, help you to pause, and help you to move forward in a very profitable way, rather than just staying in the linear knee-jerk reaction or going into fear or, you know, worrying about not making the right decision. That, again, that we have the offerings, that we have the capability now. Like, we literally, like, I see this with toolkits. It's like we have the tools. They are available for our use. What we're learning how to do is to remember to use them. And so what they're saying is sometimes we remember, and sometimes, again, just because we've been operating out of the egoic structure for so long, we totally forget. And so it's a matter of, like, practice. And they're saying it's a matter of priority, not in a what would be the word? Like, they're not saying that in a hard way, but that in a kind way, in an offering, to have that priority of remembering to serve the self. Because when you remember to be kind to the self, if you can remember that, to be kind to the self and to serve the self, it's like, wait a minute, there's an easier way to do this. There's a better way to do this. There's a way to do this that will take me out of the ego script. There's a way to do this that I don't keep cycling through the same issue, the same problem, over and over, year after year, you know, that sort of thing. So again, when they say it's a priority, it's learning to love the self, learning to prioritize the self. And again, coupling that with moving into that higher frequency where our higher self, where we can access that communication. So that's what they're supporting each of us with. And you will find that as you even take, like, a little teeny tiny step in that direction, a little teeny tiny remembrance, you will have, like, an avalanche of help and support. In other words, they cannot override free will. So as we want to stay unconscious, they just have to watch, quite frankly. As we take any tiny little mouse step in moving into that vast state of procurement, of alliance, then they're allowed to serve and serve mightily. And so you're going to notice that. We're all going to be noticing that on a very beneficial, very practical way, where it's just easier to pull in that higher source material. It doesn't require, like, 5 hours of meditation, you know, things like that. It's really accessible as we remember to access it. That's the big key, because we've been living attending to other ego. So there's energy built up in that attendance. And so what we're doing is attending to that higher voice, attending to that higher frequency. And it takes a little bit of buildup. So this is why they absolutely delight in attending to us as we learn how to attend to that higher platform. Okay, quite significant, beautiful, and yeah, it's just so much help. I don't know how else to explain that. It just really impresses me. All right, so we will move around the circle. We'll start with Miss Katya. So give me one quick moment, sweetheart. I've got, oh gosh, I never say her name right, White Buffalo Calf Woman. I'm not sure why she's here, but she's literally right here with us this evening. So I just welcome her in with praise. All right, Katya, and how can we help you?
Hi, Nicole. Can I have a message, please? Mm-hmm.
I'm having trouble focusing, excuse me, to be honest, because she is, oh my gosh, she's making these offerings to each of us. I'm not sure what she wants me to do right now, so a moment, please. Her energy is just, she's saying she's simply here for support and should just carry on. But the reason I'm just taken back and in awe is her love for us is, it's just almost overwhelming. It's just almost overwhelming. All right, so let me try to focus again. One moment, please. And Katya, say your name again, please.
Katya.
And say it one more time.
Katya.
And say it one more time.
Katya.
Thank you. I had to like get grounded to come back. It was so interesting. Katya, say it one more time.
Katya.
It's really gonna have to ground tonight. Come back here. I'm going to come back to you, Katya. I'm not sure why. Let me just try to ground a little bit more. All right, sweetheart. We're going to jump to Mary and then see if we can come back.
Okay.
Hi, Miss Mary.
Just a message.
Mm-hmm. And say your first name, please.
Mary.
And say it one more time.
Mary.
So they want you to be like an eager beaver. They want you to be like proactive, as if you have a project. Like imagine you had a school project, or a Girl Scout project, or whatever. And what it has to do with, and say your name one more time, please.
Mary.
What it has to do with is affording yourself the keys to the kingdom, affording yourself a rite of passage. And so as you will commit to allowing yourself grace, they're going to be working with you to begin to do some effective healing approach or programming. What it has to do with is every time you come into the space of, oh gosh, regret, judgment, anything but self-acquittal. So any of the, and specifically towards self, and we all do it. We all have this little, you know, ego mind, you know, running its little course. And say your name one more time, please.
Mary.
But what you're going to find is as you are most willing to take a proactive approach in releasing some of this poverty consciousness and releasing some of this negative attendance, they're going to be helping you kind of clean up house a little bit. They're going to be helping you clean up ship. So what's occurring is twofold. One is you have signaled your readiness for, oh gosh, I'm just going to call it like the next level of attendance. And so you basically said prayers or whatever, and so they're answering your prayer. So you're receiving help. But second, to your delight, is it kind of goes back a little bit to the earlier message that as you do your part, like in other words, as you use your free will to offer, kind of like the dust bunny. So just imagine like cleaning up your house, and it's like, oh, there's a dust bunny, there is a dust bunny, and you just got your broom. And so as you will clean the dust bunnies, and again, when you do it with, oh my gosh, how do I put this in words? Mary, say your name one more time.
Mary.
Again, it's that energy of kindness. It's that energy of love for self. In other words, when you're cleaning your house, you're not, hopefully, judging yourself along the way. It's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe there's a dust bunny. It's like, oh my gosh, there's another piece of dust. So typically, it's not that emotional experience. Sometimes it's actually kind of boring. But you know, you're cleaning it with the awareness that as you clean it, it makes your house even nicer. It makes your apartment like even more pleasant to be in. So you do it really out of love for self. But there's not a lot of secondhand judgment going on about the whole thing. It's more so of being almost like anticipatory or happy of the opportunity to relieve yourself of some of the dirt, because it just feels better to live in a clean area. So this is the same thing, that when you're releasing whatever negative thoughts come to mind, or judgments or tendencies or whatever it is, that again, it's sort of like doing it with meditative awareness, doing it, you know, with not a lot of fanfare. It's like, oh, here's one. Oh my gosh, here's another one. So a little bit of like, almost like excitement, enthusiasm, like, oh, you know, things are going to get clearer around here. Anything that you can do to support the journey and to recognize, again, without a whip, without a lash, without judgment, just simply observation. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm doing it again. Again, not with judgment, but awareness. It's like, wow, I never realized I did that. Or I never realized how often, or wow, here's an interesting way I do that. So what you're doing is, as you make those offerings, the act of making those offerings, and you're basically just giving them to spirit. It's sort of like, here you go, here you go, here you go. And so having that awareness, it's almost like, you know, it's like, oh God, I'll put some words. Having that awareness, it's the observation heals the injury. In other words, as you become conscious again from that higher awareness, if you add the judgment, then you're basically adding the same level of consciousness. That's what I'm trying to say, to the mix. When you have that like non-committal observation awareness, what you're doing is healing, because then again, wisdom erases karma. And so the karma is really the identification with ego consciousness. And so you can think of it as just spring cleaning a house, but you're spring cleaning, in essence, your mind. And so as you bring forth the foresight, the willingness, like the go-to enthusiasm almost, to your delight, what is coming forth is grace. And the grace is coming actually due to your prayer work. It's like you've asked for a helping hand, and so spirit's like, okay, you know, you do your part, and we'll be happy to lend our support. So again, what you're doing is becoming aware of what you're entitled to. What you're doing is becoming aware of where your, I don't know if I would call it programming or just basically what you've invited into your house, that it's almost like you've invited house guests into your house that you never asked to leave. And so you've just gotten used to all these house guests being there, all these dust bunnies being there. And so again, it's sort of like, as you start cleaning up, it's you're going to become, what's going to happen is you're going to become aware of what is no longer needed. Now, because of the amplified energy, because of the amplified structure, you're also going to have grace in terms of being able to move it along. In other words, as you perform these miracles, you're going to find yourself in a new environment. You're going to find yourself in a new setting. And it's not to say that it's all going to immediately dissipate, but you're going to find that you have much more leverage to work with than was previously understood. So that's where you're going. And I've got Mother Mary, because she always appears when I give you a message. I've got Mother Mary showing up with her lovely roses and her love. So I feel very strongly that she's going to be in attendance, working with you and helping you through this process. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay. All right, Katya, so let's return. Okay. One moment, please.
Yes.
And say your first name.
Katya.
Your job is to open up to spirit, and you certainly do that, so let me explain. One moment, please. And say your name one more time.
Katya.
They're asking you, you know, like some, oh gosh, McDonald's or Dunkin' Donuts, whatever, they're open 24/7. They're asking you to be open 24/7. So this is in terms of relying on spirit's input. This is in terms of calling on spirit for interpretation. So when you get stuck, and I'm very aware I'm sitting next to you, and this is my message, I'm like, oh boy. When you get stuck in 3D, when you get stuck in linear, drama is a perfect word. You know, I was gonna say like, I can't believe she said that, you know, like one of those things. They're asking you to turn a deaf ear to ego consciousness and open and serve spirit. In other words, open up to spirit communication, to what spirit wants to say about it, what spirit wants to show you about it, what spirit, so basically invite spirit into the mix, invite spirit in. So like just imagine you were reading a book and every time you got stuck on a word or whatever, like I had a, still have it somewhere, but I have a Kindle. It's like anytime you don't know a word or whatever, it's like there's a dictionary built in. So you just like highlight it and it'll help you out. So it's kind of like that, to imagine that whenever you get stuck, whenever it comes to mind, I mean, if you did it all the time, you probably wouldn't be very effective anymore, but you're gonna get there where you are gonna be able to do it all the time. But in the beginning, it's just like whenever this you just are reminded to do this exercise, to stop and to be willing to turn it over to spirit and ask for spirit's counsel. And without judgment, if you're not willing to turn it over to spirit's counsel because, you know, you're in your emotions, to have the observation of that without judgment. So again, all with kindness, all with love, but to offer to really bring all of your life to spirit is what's going on. And just to write it out. Sometimes you'll receive inner guidance. Sometimes you may not if you're invested in not receiving it. Sometimes you may not even want to do it at all. And that's okay. But to have that awareness, instead of just being unconscious about it, to have the awareness that, you know, I'm not ready to let this go, but I have the awareness that I'm not ready. So this is what you're doing. You're moving into this place of eventually really being open to spirit 24/7. And so this is like a step forward in that venture. Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Can I ask you a question? Mm-hmm. One night I saw all blue when I closed my eyes, and then I opened my eyes just to make sure it was still all blue. And another night I saw a really beautiful red, like ruby red. So I wanted to ask if the ruby red was my first chakra, and I don't know what the blue would be. It was a light.
And the whole room was filled with blue?
Yes. And the other one, I didn't open my eyes. I just saw beautiful ruby red, and I just got in there and just got lost in there.
Well, I'm kind of getting lost myself. It's And say your first name.
Katya.
You're doing some kind of healing work. Yeah, I pretty much don't want to leave myself. Say your name one more time.
Katya.
I honestly don't know if it's correlating to the chakras or not. All I know is, and say your name one more time.
Katya.
You're performing healing. It's got to do with healing. Yeah, there's more. There's a lot. There's not even more to come. There's a lot more to come.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. They're saying thank you so much. Awesome. Hi.
Hi.
How can we help you?
A message, please.
Open up to heavenly gifts. Open up to heavenly gifts. Please. And say your first name.
Sandra.
And say it one more time.
Sandra.
Oh gosh, I can't remember if I said this to you last time or not, but you're receiving downloads. Gorgeous. The energy of these downloads are just inviting. They're superb. What you're learning how to do is to be open to kind of like the acclimation of it, kind of integrating the energy of it. And that's where there's a little bit of like a push-pull kind of thing. So the initial message was like, open up. I forget what I said, but I basically like saw you standing there like, open up, open up, open up. So let me figure out what they want you to do. One moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Sandra.
And say it one more time.
Sandra.
You want to do everything and anything where you, gosh, it's almost like the teaching tonight, to be honest. Where you're opening up, oh gosh, how do I put this in words? And say your name one more time, please.
Sandra.
Where you're opening up to light, where you're opening up, it's almost like higher dimensional reality. It requires a little bit of your intention, a little bit of your focus. And there's a physical component to it as well. And say your name again, please.
Sandra.
So this is about it would be good for you to meditate right now. I mean, not the second, but in general, meditation would be good. Any kind of time in nature would be good. And when you're in nature, really hold the intention to kind of like just imagine receiving frequencies, and almost like what I did with my feet, to kind of like anchor it in, to bring it in. And say your name one more time.
Sandra.
Can't figure who this is. You've got some goddess working with you, and she's like, gosh, I wish I had a name. I really don't. But she's not one of the ones I'm familiar with. It's sort of like a Norse woman or something European. Very strong. I mean, really, really strong. I wouldn't want to be in an alley with her and have her be mad at me. I mean, really, really, I'm going to look at all the goddesses. I know they're saying I've seen her before. So, there's a lot of strength is what I want to say. You're working with her and you have in ancient times. And say your name one more time, please.
Sandra.
You've done extensive healing work with her where you've done, like, I see you doing like ceremony outside. So I don't know if you like you're paying tribute to her or offerings to her, but you've been actively, the reason like she's not appearing out of nowhere, you've done extensive energy attunement with her. I will figure out who she is for you. I just need to have like a not mug shots, but you know, I need to see them and I'll figure it out. So this is being, I totally get it. The downloads, the integration, is it's literally, and say your name one more time, please.
Sandra.
You're receiving like her attunement is what it is. So we have to figure out who she is. Very strong, very, very, very strong. But she's coming forth to help you through like this leg of the process, through what's going to be coming up. And so, oh my God, the energy feels so good. So as you integrate her, it's almost like tantric work where you take on her energy. I mean, you're literally blending with her energy. I totally get it. So that's what all this download stuff's about. Really, really good. Let me see what else they want to say about that. One moment, please. And say your name one more time, please.
Sandra.
All I know is she's helping prepare you. She's helping prepare you. So when it's like the divine right time, you will have anchored. It's almost like she's your overlay is really how it feels. Like in other words, you're gonna have the benefit of all that energy. So like imagine someone doing that with, oh, I don't know, Kuan Yin or Pali, you know, just depending, Kali, I'm sorry, just depending on what they're up to and what is recommended. So she's stepping forth at this time, but again, maybe Brigitte, I don't know which one it is, but again, it's something where there's been this relationship that has previously been formed. So it's not that she's coming out of nowhere. Your job, and say your name one more time, please.
Sandra.
Thank you. Your job is to open up to that partnership, open up to that receivership. It almost feels to me like it's almost like a sisterhood kind of energy where you just feel, quite frankly, you just feel stronger. To be honest, you just feel stronger because you've got her weight, you've got her wit. She wants to, I don't know why she wants to emphasize that, you've got her wit. she's laughing about that. But you have her like advantage, you have her access to all of her energy, all of her beauty. I know this sounds weird, but it almost feels like you are her right now. If it's not Brigitte, it's one of those. It's one of those. I will do some meditative work and figure it out for you, and then just make sure I have your email or text number or something, and I will send that to you. Let me just see what else they want to say about it. One moment, please. And say your name one more time, please.
Sandra.
Yeah, you're just glowing. You're just glowing. So it's about learning how to receive the energy. It's about learning how to step up into the light. And it's a little confusing. They're saying from the linear perspective because you feel like, well, wait a minute, I'm Sandra. But they're saying that's really not the case. That's really not the case. If you can remember, like I'm talking like very linear, like, you know, you're here, she's there, she's coming to you, you know, like swing your partner around and around. Where in essence, everything is truly you. So when we talk about goddesses, when we talk about deities, we're really talking about various aspects of self. And so what you're doing, they're saying in essence, is integrating, like further integration of the whole, further integration of yourself. But you're going to find it very useful because you're just, they're saying you're just going to be filled up to the brim. You're going to, I feel like you have some responsibilities coming up. And with that, you are, you're in need of this partnership or this entitlement. So meditation, nature, anything, and just focusing on receiving energy, receiving the light, welcoming it in, establishing it, recognizing your worth and value for the receivership, that will support the transference. It will occur one way or the other. It'll just speed up the process a little bit. And I will do some further meditation with it to just confirm which goddess it is. Oh, there you are.
You said that she's very strong and she's preparing me for something and that some responsibilities are coming. Do you have any more in which area?
I'm going to say yes. And what I mean by that is I feel like it affects all areas. I feel like it's really about your life. So it's like a step forward energetically, a step up energetically. And then it touches all areas in a positive way. So it's like preparation.
Yeah, it seems to me that it always comes all at once.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Well, hi.
Hi.
You always look
so
pretty.
I'm so sweaty from this clan energy here.
Oh.
I'm just like, oh, I'm getting it all.
Oh, it's
also
awesome.
Also, the lights are challenging. They make me
uh-huh.
too. Do you have to have them all?
Oh, these lights?
Oh, it's just hot.
Oh, you're hot now? All right, I can turn the air conditioning. I turned it down for you. Okay, well, we'll turn the air up.
The age is your plan.
Hold on. All right, we'll continue.
Yeah, no, good evening. Yeah, so.
And you're still sipping at the light.
Just a mess.
I think that's
better.
Universe.
Thank you.
Do you want to come over here?
Just the message. Just the message.
Okay. Well, Mom, please.
I'm already receiving so much from this goddess here.
You want me up too. That's lovely.
And I still have Buffalo Calf Woman. one moment, please. Well, you're definitely growing spiritually as you will allow it, as you will permit it, as you will offer yourself to the highest standpoint. In other words, as you're busy with, oh, whatever it is, you know, just your linear concerns of the day, in fact, your life is altering. Your, oh my gosh, the energy, your vibrational status is increasing. So what you're going to find is that as you basically pay attention to format, in other words, as you allow the ascension process to take place, in fact, all of these push-pull scenarios, you know, and I'm going to make this up because I don't know what it is, but, you know, do I date this guy? Do I do this? Do I do that? Like all of this like stuff that you're kind of like going round and round with, all of that will come into divine order. And I literally see like ducks in a row. You know how they do, like follow each other. And all the ducks come into a row. So really, they're saying take your time, that like don't sweat it. So funny, don't sweat it. That as you allow yourself to surface, in other words, you're really climbing the mountain vibrationally, and that's really what is in order right now. And it's so interesting because it's occurring in group, but it's also occurring outside of group. And as you will like receive that top-notch performance, as you receive that like, you know, standing ovation, as you allow yourself the gift of true remembrance of self, you will be delighted with all of the like linear outposts. Like, in other words, as you move into that higher authority, as you move into that space of inheritance, of abundance, and self-proclamation, it's like from there, that is when you will vibrate to your new residence. And it's sort of like, you know, they're showing me a welcome wagon. When you move into that new residence, it's like, oh, here's the friendly neighbor, here's coupons, here's this, here's that. And so that is what you're inviting into your life. Your spiritual abilities are about to like skyrocket. They are about to skyrocket. So assume the impossible and assume it often. From a spiritual perspective, they are offering you a position of power. So this is about claiming it. This is about opening up to it and then trusting that as you make like a play for power, spiritually speaking, in terms of moving into those higher frequencies and offerings, that your higher self has a plan. Your higher self knows you like companionship. You know, like your higher self it has it going on. But again, to prioritize, it's almost like first things first. And say your first name, please.
Eva Ta.
You have some, how would I say this? You have some surprises coming down the pipe. You're going to move into like new dimensional realities. Your gifts are going to explode. And I do feel like from there, that which was just not coming together in the linear format will arrive just about effortlessly. So does that make sense? I hope that helps.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Okay. They've given up. They're taking care of it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just focus on the light of, you know, being that. And the linear stuff is secondary. Yeah. It helps a lot, thank you.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'm trying to make things happen here, but
yeah,
this is crazy.
Yeah. You're going places vibrationally. You really are. And say your name one more time, please.
Eva Ta.
And allow yourself to, it's sort of like allow yourself to swim with the dolphins. Allow yourself to open up to those beautiful spaces of that new reality. I feel like you're going to be given some gifts. So with your skills, and they're not new skills, obviously. It's what you've done in Atlantis or Lemuria or whatever. But with that comes some really beautiful, almost like aha moments and awe-inspiring moments. And again, spirits got you covered. You've got protection. And I do feel like what wasn't working before will suddenly fall into place. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. I understand. I understand. We're all playing linear here, so we all understand. Hi.
Hi.
How can we help you?
Message, please.
And say your first name.
Joyce.
And say it one more time.
Joyce.
What do you enjoy doing? What do you enjoy doing? To me, my guess is you stay pretty busy. I know you're jogging, you're doing this, you're doing that. And say your name one more time, please.
Joyce.
And yet they are saying, what do you want to do when you grow up? So what they mean by that little phrase, when I get that phrase, is I feel like you have opportunity, and say your name one more time.
Joyce.
Yeah. You have opportunity to invest in new, skill, hobby, interest. They're pointing, I got energy coming through me, my friend. They're pointing out to you places of endeavor, and it has to do with you trying out yourself. In other words, learning about different parts of you that perhaps you've got skill level that you've just never had the inclination or the time to devote to. So pay attention to, and say your name one more time, please.
Joyce.
Thank you. Pay attention to new arrivals. I don't know, but you know, it could be a macrame class. It could be learning light language. I don't even know what topic it is, but my very strong feeling, and say your name one more time.
Joyce.
Thank you. My very strong feeling is that you will literally trip over it. Like suddenly you will get an impulse to do something, or it's just like put in your lap. But they're saying yes. They're saying yes. Take advantage of it. Make room, because you're going to grow on a soul level. And my feeling is you stay busy anyway, so you're going to have to carve out time. And say your name one more time.
Joyce.
I wish I knew what it was. I feel like I got energy coming through my body. I feel like there will be light attached to it, where you'll just feel like, ooh, this is something that, and it may even be something you've known about forever, but it's just never caught your fancy, and suddenly you've got like a little bit of an interest. But to follow that, and it's got to do with your soul development. I mean, it may not seem like it. It may be about gardening, but as you move into it, there are more aspects to it than first meet the eye. Yeah, I don't know either.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And let me just see if there's anything else. And say your name one more time.
Joyce.
And you're loved. Yeah, they really appreciate kind of like the extra care or attention that you give. Like they're saying you don't really slip up. You're very, very consistent. So it's sort of like, oh, I don't know, if someone's having a bad day, you don't go into judgment because they're having a bad day. It's like you just silently wish them a better day. So they appreciate things like that. It doesn't go unnoticed. So I'll just add that. Hi, you're welcome. Hi.
May I have a message, please?
Of course. I just love that yellow on you for some reason.
Thank you.
It's doing you good, I feel like. I feel like energetically there's a reason you've got that yellow right now. And say your first name.
Cheryl.
Almost like that dog was barking your name. sure you can. Sure you can. Almost sounds like Joyce's message. Sure you can. I don't know about what. One moment, please. And Cheryl, say your name one more time.
Cheryl.
It almost sounds like Joyce's message. It's a sign of encouragement. It's a sign of, it's like I keep getting a green light. I don't know what it's for, but if there's anything you're not sure about, they just keep saying, sure you can, sure you can. So I guess just tuck that away for future reference. So if it's something like you don't know if you can handle, you're equipped, you're ready, sure you can, that's all I know. So let me see what else I can tell you. I feel like something's going to come up, and you're going to be like, oh, I don't know. And it's just to make it less confusing, it's not about if you have doubts about someone else or something, it's not about that. It would be something where you're evaluating yourself, like, do I have a skill level? Am I ready? That kind of thing, where the answer is, sure you can. Okay, just to clarify. All right, let me see what else we have. And say your name one more time, please.
Cheryl.
oh my gosh, I almost feel bad giving you all this work. But they're saying that, I don't know why I'm getting this, you can handle more than you think you can. You can handle more than you think you can. I just feel like I'm loading you up with homework or something. It's like, here, read another book. Read, do more, take more classes. God, what do they mean by that? And say your name one more time.
Cheryl.
And say it one more time.
Cheryl.
Yeah, it's almost like the same message. Like, you're prepared. You can handle it. Oh my gosh, I don't even know what I'm talking about. So, mom, please. And say your name one more time.
Cheryl.
And say it one more time.
Cheryl.
Thank you. And say your name one more time.
Cheryl.
Thank you. The best way I can say this is I feel like Spirit's bringing you an offering, an opportunity. And it's good. It's good because I literally have like a basket of apples. Like if you ever go apple picking, it's kind of fun. You pick your apples, you put them in your basket. And so like I'm seeing at the end of the day, it's like I got this big bushel of apples. So it's with it. Well, oh, I got it. I'm like, why am I talking about apples? They're showing me one of my oracle cards, and I guess the farmer's holding his bushel of apples, but the card is material harvest. So again, material is not just material in terms of form. It could be in terms of love. It could be in terms of enjoyment. It could be in terms of, you know, reunion, healing, relationships, or whatever. And say your name one more time.
Cheryl.
Yeah, all I can tell you is, I know it's so like vague, but go for it. All I can tell you is Spirit is bringing you opportunity. And say your name one more time.
Cheryl.
Spirit's bringing you opportunity that will bring you delight. It's like everything's set up for in your favor. Everything's set up for your betterment. Gosh, I wish I could give you more information. One moment, please. Yeah, that's the best I can tell you. There's like an offering coming, and you're gonna be like, I don't know. It's set up to support you. It's set up to, well, it's not just for you, of course, but I don't know. It's like you're going to evaluate yourself and like, should I, shouldn't I? Da, 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 da. And the answer is yes. All right. I hope that helps.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Indeed, we look forward to future times, future occurrences. You see, our future has already begun. Yes? Now we bring that to your awareness because we would like to sing a song with you. We would like to offer grace, and we would like it to begin now. As you move into your future moments, as you exit the premises, we invite you to partake of this grace. We invite you to partake of this holiness. We invite you to become accustomed to swinging partners round and round. What we are getting at, quite frankly, is you are moving into a new timeline. You are moving into a new space-time continuum. As you will continue to recognize grace, as you will continue to recognize your holiness, as you will continue to come on board. Until next time, we remain ever grateful. Namaste. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.